If you're trying to have a baby or just thinking about it, it's never too early to start getting ready to be pregnant. My guest today is Dr. Chantel Rodner. She's a physician with WakeMed OBGYN. Dr. Rodner, I'm so glad to have you with us. As someone who's had two babies and loved being pregnant, what would you tell a woman that she can be doing before she gets pregnant insofar as preconception care checkup? Who should have one and when? Second question at 208. A question many women had, including me, is when should you start taking folic acid supplementation and how much should you be looking for when you're looking at all the prenatal vitamins at the store? Third question, 301. So while we're talking about preconception measures a woman can take, what vaccinations should a woman planning to get pregnant get, and are there any she should not get if she is pregnant? Fourth question, 359. Now comes the pregnancy, and it's such an exciting time, doctor. So let's talk about weight gain. How much weight should a woman gain in her three trimesters? Fifth question, 459. When a woman is pregnant, not everybody feels great, especially in that first trimester. Do you have some great advice for morning sickness and general nausea? Sixth question, 629. Then, doctor, let's talk about the diet. Women think they're supposed to eat for two. That's a myth we've always heard. How many additional calories should we really be getting, and what foods should she be trying to get more of, and what foods would you like women to stay away from? Seventh question, 835. And what about exercise, doctor? If they were an exerciser before they got pregnant, what can they continue to do once they are pregnant? And if they were not an exerciser, is that the time to begin an exercise program? Eighth question. What medical conditions can affect a pregnancy? Maybe they had asthma or diabetes or even previous depression. What would you like them to make sure to discuss with their doctor when they have their checkup? Last question, 1223. As we wrap up, please give us your best advice about a healthy pregnancy and the importance of a preconception checkup. And please tell us about your See You Now early pregnancy visit. What kind of services are available? Outro. And that wraps up this episode of WakeMed Voices. To learn more about the full range of services provided by WakeMed OBGYN or to schedule an appointment, head on over to our website at wakemed.org for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. If you found this podcast informative, as I did, please share on your social media and be sure to check out all the other fascinating podcasts in our library. I'm Melanie Cole.